Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the second hour of the Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. That's right. We have a special edition of the Squid Pod this evening as we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, which takes place next week. I will be off next week, but thought I would try to cram a little two-hour special in here. And you may have noticed that we have taken a little break from our usual look back at the 80s music scene. Although I definitely have a few 80s tracks here and there, so it's not a complete loss. But yeah, we're kind of all over the map here tonight. So let's talk about what we've been listening to. We actually started off the set with a little soundbite from Jerry Seinfeld. Sky Cries Mary was in there with Moonbathing off of their 1996 release, Moonbathing on Sleeping Leaves. The Doors gave us Moonlight Drive from their 1967 release, Strange Days. And we had a little soundbite in there from the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, featuring Keanu Reeves. And speaking of 80s, Peter Schilling gave us Major Tom from 1982. You knew I was going to get that one in there. And right after Peter Schilling, we heard a little soundbite from Woody Allen's Stardust Memories from 1980. And of course, we wrapped it up there with Human Drama and their cover of the Waterboys' The Hole of the Moon. That's off of a compilation from 1998 called New Wave Goes to Hell. And it's all these kind of like goth bands covering 80s artists. And it's fantastic, I gotta tell you. In fact, we've got another one coming up here as soon as we get back after the break. But, yeah, any event, highly recommend it. Okay. Still plenty to get to here, folks. So, like I said, more New Wave Goes to Hell here on Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, baby to the railroad track, train rolling down the line. Giving that woman just one more chance to give it to me one more time. Engineer wishing he was home in bed, dreaming about Casey Jones. Wide-eyed woman with a hole in her head, crying over broken bones. It's your love that I want, it's your love that I need. It's your love got to have, baby, it's your love. Everybody flying across the sky, Superman was out of town. Come on, honey, gotta change your tune, it's a long way down. Clark Kent looking for a free ride, thinking about Lois Lane. Be it a bird or a man or a suicide, that'd be a shame. It's your love that I want, it's your love that I need. It's your love got to have, baby, it's your love. For a fingerprint, trying to find a mystery clue. Giving me that third degree, working on a thumbscrew. Alright, officer, I confess, everything's coming back. I didn't mean to kill that woman of mine, it was a heart attack. It's your love that I want, it's your love that I need. It's your love got to have, it's your love guaranteed. It's your love that I want, it's your love that I need. It's your love got to have.
Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Right. Moonlight. Feels right. New light.
You are listening to the extended edition of Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Savoir Faire. We normally meet here every Friday evening at 10 p.m. from 10 to 11, bringing you the best of the 80s. Tonight is a little different because we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the landing of the Apollo 11 on the moon. And so we got a moon-themed, space-themed show here for you this evening. For instance, we started off this set with 11 Shadows and Space Age Love Song off of the compilation New Wave Goes to Hell from 1998. And, if you were listening to Tears from the Gods by Edward Bukert, who comes on before me, he is doing a similar thing this evening, and he also will be doing it again next week. I'm going to be off next week, but yeah, he's always one-upping me. So, but in any event, I had a suspicion. I was like, there's probably going to be one song that, or maybe a similar artist, that will cross paths on here. But, and sure enough, it was. But however, I decided to play a cover of AC/DC's What's Next to the Moon from Power Age. From 1978. That's what Edward played on his show early this evening here, but I played the cover of that from Mark Kozelek. He was the vocalist for Red House Painters and Sun Kill Moon. And that's off of his release of the same name from 2001. So there. Had a little soundbite in there from Logan's Run. Everybody remember that movie from the late 70s, early 80s? Starbuck was in there with Moonlight Feels Right from the album of the same name from 1976. And then we took a trip over to Germany for Exmal Deutschland. And we heard the track Sickle Moon from their 1987 release Viva. And then we wrapped it up there with the Cramps and Rock on the Moon from Songs the Lord Taught Us from 1980. Okay. Now, before we get off, before we start off this last set, I want to address an apparently more common than I thought misunderstanding about the moon, and that is its so-called dark side. Now, you may recall back at the beginning of this year, the Chinese landed the first spacecraft on the moon's dark side. Not their first, like, anybody's first. And just to give some historical context here, the Soviet Union was the first to photograph the dark side of the moon in 1959, and the Apollo 8 astronauts were the first humans to see the dark side of the moon, but they never landed there. So it was pretty exciting to see the Chang'e 4, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, the name of their spacecraft. It was exciting to see it set down successfully back in January. And in case you're wondering, Chang'e is the Chinese goddess of the moon. But in any event, I was a little surprised to hear some people were puzzled by how anyone could see anything if one was on the dark side of the moon. So let's set the record straight. It's only dark in the sense that we can't see it because it's always facing away from us. But the sun does shine there, people. And if you think about it, how else would the Soviets' lunar probe or the Apollo 8 astronauts see it and send back all kinds of cool pictures if it wasn't illuminated? Another good example is a solar eclipse when the moon is between us and the sun. The dark side is anything but. All right, well, with that being said, let's hear from Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson and his explanation of the phenomenon.
It if you have a planet or anything that's orbiting close to something else that has strong gravity, tidal forces will slow down its rotation so that it'll only show one face to you. One face to you. And so when that happens, it's called being tidally locked. We have locked the moon. There's a far side of the moon. There's a near side of the moon. But there is no dark side of the moon. I don't care what Pink Floyd told you in 1973. Okay, so, Pluto and its moon Charon are close to one another. They have double tidally locked. They show the same face to one another as they move around. Mercury does not, and it's because Mercury has a resonance, okay? Mercury feels the gravity of other objects in the solar system, in particular Venus. And when you feel another source of gravity in addition to that of the sun does not succeed in totally tidally locking the planet. There's a tussle between the two objects.
Thank you. Recap yesterday's dramatic events. Here we see America's newest hero, Gus Grissom. He is shouting to save the capsule first.
Attaboy, Gus. Pull that stuff in flight test, it's all over, friend. I say he screwed the pooch, partner. Plain and simple.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get a pooch that can't be screwed, you know?
Exactly. Right now, the president's got his own problems with the Bay of Pigs. He doesn't want the astronauts' image tarnished. Nothing these guys do is going to be called a failure.
These astronauts are our Davids.
But you think the public would know they're just doing what monkeys have done?
Monkeys? You think a monkey knows he's sitting on top of a rocket that might explode? These astronaut boys, they know that, see? Well, I'll tell you something. It takes a special kind of man to volunteer for a suicide mission, especially when it's on TV. Oh, Gus, he did all right.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I will be off next week, but I'll be back on the 26th for our normally themed show, which looks back at the 80s music era, so be sure to join me then and every Friday night at 10 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here. Might have time for one more track here, but... Started off that set with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult and Eight of Space, the Dreamers mix off of their 1999 release, Dirty Little Secrets, Music to Strip By. And don't worry, folks, I am fully clothed. And then we heard from Left Field and Space Shanty from their 1995 release, Leftism. 80 Kids was in there with Miss Mars off of the Kitsune Maison Compilation 7 from 2009. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Erasure was in there with Star off of their 1990 release of the same name. Flesh for Lulu gave us Time and Space from their 1989 release, Plastic Fantastic. And we wrapped it up there with Jaggery and Rare Earth Element. And that was recorded right here at WMFO back in 2014. That's from the compilation Live from Studio D, the very best of On the Town with Mikey D. You can catch On the Town with Mikey D every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to midnight, only here on 91.5. And then we wrapped it up there with a little soundbite from the movie The Right Stuff, where in that particular scene, Chuck Yeager is defending Gus Grissom. You know, I had something planned for this here, and I just totally ignored it. But, well, yeah, let's try to salvage it here. That was defending Gus Grissom after Grissom's Liberty Bell 7 spacecraft malfunctioned after splashdown and was lost at sea. Okay, there you go. As I said, we got time for one more track here, and we're going to leave you with the a track off of the soundtrack from Good Night, Good Luck. Have a great week, everyone.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition